The gospel reading today, as we hear about this Samaritan man who had been healed, coming back to our blessed Lord and giving glory to God, we also have to look at that question for our own self. Why did only one come back to give thanks? Where are we, in other words? Now you might say, well, if I had leprosy and I was miraculously healed, well, of course I'd be right there giving thanks. Maybe. But the fact is that we all are infected with a spiritual leprosy, which is way worse than the physical one. And that is our own sins, whatever they may be. And God wants that healed. The question is, do we? And do we recognize, as He is working with us to heal those areas, that we need to be grateful? As we know, as I keep repeating over and over again, if you're going to grow in virtue, the only way to do it is to have to practice it. So God will put you in positions where you have to be able to practice the virtue. We would like it all just miraculously done. Just infuse it, make me a saint, everything will be great. Well, the way to become a saint is to work at it. And so we have to be grateful. Now again, maybe when things go really, really well, we will actually say thank you. Maybe. When's the last time you praised God because things didn't go well? Because He gave you an opportunity to grow in humility, or to grow in patience, or to grow in meekness, or to grow in charity, or you just fill in the blank. See, what we should be so grateful for is that, number one, He allows us to see where our weakness is. And then, number two, He's giving us an opportunity to work at it. Usually, we just get frustrated. Sometimes, we even say really idiotic things to God when we should be saying thank you. When we should be glorifying Him for giving us an opportunity to actually work at virtue and to practice it. That, again, is not something that comes naturally to most of us. And so I suppose, if nothing else, at least we need to start by learning to say thank you to God for what we would recognize as the good things. There are hundreds and hundreds of things every single day that happen in our lives that are great blessings. Do we even recognize them? And if so, do we say thank you? How grateful are we to God? Again, we can see in the context of the gospel, yeah, if something extraordinary happened, maybe we will actually say thank you. But what about the ordinary things? Do we say thank you for those? How often are we even aware? Because they're ordinary, we just do these things and we don't even think twice about them. But maybe we need to. So again, just some things for us all to look at, because this is something every single person needs to deal with. To be able to learn to turn to God and ask for help, and to give Him thanks. Saint Benedict told his monks that they're to pray before they do something, they're to pray while they're doing it, and they're to pray after they do it. So you ask God for the help, you're with God throughout, and then you give Him thanks. Just over in the office a little bit ago, and there's a poster for a Solanus Casey thing, whatever it was, and right across the poster it said, give thanks to God before the thing happens. Like, what an interesting way to look at it. Don't just wait for something to happen. Thank God before it happens. So if you're asking Him for something, thank Him even before He gives it to you. And then if it isn't answered quite the way you think that it ought to have been, because you might say, well, I asked for $1 million and I even thanked him for that, and gee, he didn't give it to me. I'm really angry now. No, you need to be grateful that he didn't give it to you, because you probably would have lost your soul in the process. So just thank him for everything. Think what our lives would be if we actually had that kind of gratitude for everything that happens, no matter what it is. If we get hurt, if we get rejected, if somebody thinks we're the greatest thing since sliced bread, whatever it is, no matter whether it's one extreme or the other, anything in between, praise God. Because somehow or another, God is going to bring good out of this. It's all part of his providence, because that's what's happening in our life at that moment. And therefore, we should be grateful. And we should praise God for that gift. Again, just something for us to all really take to prayer. Ponder this deeply and put it into practice. Because it is that necessary. That's what our lives are supposed to be about. And if we could actually be grateful, guess what would follow? We would be joyful. There aren't very many people that are doing that either. So, lots of things to work at. But start with the gratitude. That's just part of charity. And if we're to love God with our whole heart and soul and strength, that means to have that charity, perfect charity toward God. If the charity toward God is perfect, that means it will be filled in every way with gratitude.